Okay, so what are the tasks of a Walmart virtual assistant? Okay. Okay, so number one, product research. Okay, so again, so if you are one of my students, alam mo na na sinabi ko na ito. So product research is like our bread and butter na talagang if we don't have the right product, you know, we will not get any sales, no? So that's why product research is very important. Listing. So the difference naman in listing in Walmart, you need to list the product, you know, what they call this, very intensive, no? Kasi you need to fulfill or to input everything there, no? And then you need to know also the UPC code, no? Kasi dun siya nagde-depend si Walmart sa UPC. So in Amazon, if we list through ASIN and then parang less than 1 minute tapos na. In Walmart, it's like 3 minutes, no, bago mo matapos yung listing. Okay, repricing also. So we do manual repricing, no? Kasi wala pang masyadong wala pang repricer sa Walmart kasi nga bago pa lang. So we do it manually. Okay? So meron din siyang buybacks, no? Kaya every day, you know, yung VA namin talagang tine-check niya kung ano yung buybacks daily. Okay, order fulfillment, no? So there, like what I said, dalawa yung way to sell in Walmart, no? So the first one is merchant fulfilled, no? So we need to fulfill the order. So if you are doing drop shipping, no, so you need to fulfill that. Customer service, no? So this is very intensive, also very important. Kasi sa Walmart, you cannot edit the tracking number, no? Talagang 24 hours lang siya. So yun yung naging struggle din namin, no? So kaya ang ginagawa namin, we need to email them or message them, no? Via SMS, no? Gamit namin is Google Voice message. So yun. So we need to message them na ito yung actual na tracking number. So they will not go back to us na sabihin hindi namin na ship yung order. And then WFS conversion, no? So because if you get approved, you know, the seller get approved in WFS. So before you do, very matrabaho talaga ang Walmart, no? So in WFS, may mga listing na i-convert mo pa siya to WFS, no? So yun yung medyo matagal and it takes like 24 hours bago mo makita kung eligible ba siya o hindi, no? So unlike in Amazon, parang one click lang, wait lang ng mga 5 minutes or 3, sometimes less than 3 minutes pa nga. So converted na siya to FBA. And then shipment plan. So yun, manual din to. So what we do is spreadsheet, no? Ilalagay namin lahat doon. Yung pinaka information, and then we will upload in Walmart.